Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Sean and RJ on a Friday morning. Bobby's on vacation. Sean taking care of his baby girl. Therefore, your boy from Fan After Dark, a.k.a. Fred Davis, filling in. Of course, the one, the only, RJ Choppy.
Still here. Still hanging out. Days off.
And look, for the longest time, I kept calling it the RJ and Choppy Show.
As it was named by sales girl Chelsea back in 2013, 2014.
Okay.
Somewhere in
there. I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the longest time, I would just, the RJ and Choppy Show.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
It's got a nice ring to it.
It's got a wonderful ring to it.
It's got
the amount of people who don't know, who think that RJ and Choppy are
two different people.
Yeah, that happens.
You know what? That's not the worst thing in the world. You know what?
Well, if one of them makes a bad point.
That was RJ.
That wasn't me.
You know, this guy Todd Herman has a book called The Alter Ego Effect, and maybe that could be your deal. You know, are you RJ today or are you Choppy today?
I'm Choppy today.
You know, our girl Beyonce, she's got her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, because she grew up in the church. But how could she sing these risque lyrics coming from the church? Okay? Ask TD Jakes, he'll tell you. Okay. From the text line, the Franklin Injury Attorney text line, we forgot a couple of
we
bangers.
We forgot a few on the top five list. From the 254, the Branch Davidians and Waco. A lot of them coming in with that one.
Which a lot of this relived on Netflix.
It has. It has. So that's our bet. The Olympic bombing in Atlanta. Janet Reno. Magic Johnson with his HIV announcement.
God, that was huge.
Uh-huh.
The jokes that came out of that.
Well...
Judge Ito. But that goes back to the...
Judge Ito's OJ.
That goes to the OJ stuff.
That's OJ.
It goes to the OJ
stuff.
So
there
you go.
There's just a couple of people that coming in on the Franklin Injury
Y2K.
Absolutely.
So forgot about that.
There you go. But, you know, we do this every now and then. You know, we try to do it as often as possible because it's such a major sport, college football. It's my favorite. College football is my number one kind of...
Because you're a volunteer, correct?
Opera. I am definitely a volunteer.
Okay.
I don't like to volunteer for a lot of things necessarily. I seem to.
That's what the Navy says. Never again volunteer yourself.
I
learned that the hard way.
I volunteer way more than I let on.
I believe that. Don't let the tough facade fool you.
A lot.
Big teddy bear inside.
A lot. But it is the college football.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I never thought that I'd be sitting here thinking, man, Deion Sanders is becoming a crotchety old man. But
you're darn
this
right.
Is now back-to-back days. It is the Big 12 Media Day.
Yeah.
Right? And Big 12 Media Days, which they are making changes this year. Okay, we talked about this yesterday. They're not going to do a preseason poll. They're trying to usher in a new era of college football with no preseason polls. But, you know, 2 days ago, Deion said, we got to put a salary cap on the NFL, on the NIL.
I don't disagree with him.
I don't disagree with him either.
I love that idea.
But Deion, the player, never would have said this.
Yeah, but Deion, but there's a lot of things that you and I probably would have said differently 20 years ago than what we're saying today.
There's a lot of things I would have said differently yesterday than I'm saying today. All right.
There you go.
Let's just be real on this one. But Deion, 2 days ago, said, NIL, we got to put a salary cap on.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
Right. Then somebody, it was a reporter from Arizona State.
Okay.
Asked him what else he would change about college football. The first part of his answer, which we're not going to play because we played it yesterday, was he repeated, well, I would change NIL transfer portal.
Okay.
And then he gave two other answers. The first one, totally normal, totally fine. The second one, I was like, man, Deion is turning into crotchety get off my lawn guy.
I like the professional rules to be implemented in college. They're getting ready to be pros. So let's go 2 feet in, you know, on the catches. Let's mark the foul if we pass interference. Let's do the same thing the pro game is. Let's do it to college. And let's do something about the uniforms. We got guys out there in backer shorts. That makes me sick because I'm a football guy. Like I played this game at a high level and I have so much respect for this game. And how can we allow guys out there in backer shorts? No knee pads, no nothing. Literally pants up under their thighs, and that's cool. So I think that should be a fine implemented for that stuff. And let's have more respect for this tremendous game. Now, I could go all day when you talk about making some changes, but we have a pretty good game, a darn good game, one of the best games, I think, in sports.
All right. So he's talking about the guys who are like, they cut their
It's crazy. I've
pants.
Seen it, man. It's wild looking. It
Brock Bowers of Georgia, to me, was the biggest defender of this. I mean, he wore like, they were
dangerous.
Like, it was like, he looked like he was a girl at CrossFit.
Yeah.
Right, with those shorts they wear, which I don't put the hate on.
No.
But this is not something. I mean, Deion was Mr. Style.
I mean, he was, but I mean, I don't think as far as his. I mean, I think it's from a safety standpoint too, though. I mean, we never saw Deion. I mean, you know, Deion had his you know the flair and whatnot, but I don't ever remember looking at him thinking to myself like, wow, that looks you know unsafe. I mean, when you got guys that don't have knee pads, that to me does. I mean. Again, I guess even if you do have a knee pad, if a helmet's going to your knee, I don't think a knee pad is going to stop you from, you know, blowing your knee out regardless.
Right. So my 12-year-old is he's in middle school, right?
Okay.
He'll be in 7th grade. And,
it's a fun time.
Except for the fact that middle schoolers suck.
I got a senior, so who are you telling?
So he's getting his football pants, and they take their football pants, and they come with the knee pads on them.
Yeah.
But he tucks them up underneath.
Yeah. Yeah,
they don't want the knee pads.
No, I think that's what Deion's referring to.
Yeah, they just cut them as a college level. They just cut them.
They
just
cut them off.
They just cut the pads out. They cut the thigh pads out, and they cut the pants. My older one in baseball, he got his baseball pants hemmed mid thigh, and he wears the color of his socks, they're navy blue.
Yeah,
he just wears navy blue tights under his pants. Because they don't make socks that go mid-thigh.
No, they don't.
He's gotten rid of those. That was in the fall. Yeah. Now he wears what's called the dirty mids, which is like the old school like mid-calf.
Yeah,
you know, pant. But yeah, so like this is just the style. But this is Deion. I mean, Deion has gone total crotchety old man here.
I think the one thing you can say about Deion Sanders,
he's right, but he's gone crotchety old man
because he kind of is a crotchety old man.
Yeah,
right. I mean, what's Deion? 54, 55 years old.
Sure.
And we got to remember, like, Deion, for as much as he did showboat and, you know, had the high stepping and what have you, like, he never disrespected the game as far as how he played the game. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the one thing that you can say about Deion Sanders. Now, I would say it's a little bit, I do question kind of how he goes about coaching, considering that, you know, you're hearing stories about how, you know, in the bowl game last year, Colorado guys were up till all hours of the night. And the other question I have when it comes to Deion Sanders, as far as from a coaching standpoint, is, you know, big game wise last year, look, you had a Big 12 championship spot on the line. You go to Kansas City to play a moribund KU team, all right, me being the Jayhawk that I am, and just get beat down at Arrowhead Stadium by a KU team that had won 4 games that year. Then you go and get boat raced by BYU in the bowl game. So, you know, Deion's kind of got this, and I heard Paul Feinbaum say the other day that he has nothing to prove. No, he kind of does. I'm extremely intrigued to see how this Colorado team looks when you don't have a Heisman and a, you know, what should have been a top 4 or 5 pick, well, top round pick
yeah, sure.
in Shedeur Sanders. I'm real curious to see how this Colorado team looks this year when you don't have two of the best players in college football on the team.
That's a very fair point because they're going to be, they're going to be hyped regardless because of Deion.
It's Deion.
But now when you're going to be hyped, you're always going to have a target on your back and you don't have the best player in the world and a good, really good quarterback.
And a really good quarterback.
Who many people thought was the best or second best most polished quarterback in the draft.
We can question where we think he should have went in the draft. From a college football perspective, because look, you know as well as anybody, you can be really good in college and then just be whatever in the NFL or never play in the NFL.
Right.
But Shedeur Sanders was a damn good college football quarterback. And to your point, the Big 12 is a scrappy division, right? I mean, look, it's not, I'm not going to pretend like it's the SEC or the Big 10, but it's a very good football conference. And people are going to have their hands full with it this year. Let him go start 1-4, 1-5. And let's see what the talk around Deion is. Yeah. Not saying that's going to happen, but again, I think this is, we're going to really get to see this year what the coaching chops of Deion Sanders looks like, because this ain't Jackson State.
No, it's not. It's not. Absolutely. All right, it is the college football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. I got to call out the NCAA here. They are going to vote within the next few days to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams. Nobody is asking you to do this. Literally nobody.
No.
All right. We have a piece of paper every March that's a bracket. It's a clean,
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Half the reason, these sports that get too big for their skis, right? The NFL doesn't want to admit that 30% of their viewership is based off gambling.
Oh, that and fantasy football, 100%.
Fantasy football. In the NCAA tournament, and the NCAA, who is obsessed with brackets.
Yeah.
They are obsessed with them. Isn't recognizing that at least half of their tournament is based off of the viewership, is based off the bracket and or getting out of work at 1 o'clock on a Thursday.
That's it.
Right? So make best it a 4 days smooth. In sports. 64 is the best bracket.
Oh.
Let's go back. We don't need to expand to 76. I don't need to see the 39th best at-large team who has no chance of winning a title anyway get in here. Stop with this.
But or do you think if, because it's just going to be play-in games, right? I mean, that's it's going to be.
That's all it is. But, now you're going to have 8 play-in games on a Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're going to fly one from Dayton, and the other one's going to be in Denver or wherever.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
You can't fill out your bracket appropriately if you don't know who's going to play. Everybody wants to rush to get the bracket in on Monday and Tuesday.
They absolutely do.
It's just enough. We don't need it. We need to expand the college football playoff.
Oh, you think so?
From
12 to 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that. By the way, real quick, you tweeted something out last week, and we found out that you might have gotten ball sacked on this. Is it true?
I don't know.
That Tennessee reverted back to being an Adidas school?
That was the report.
What's the latest and greatest on that?
I don't know. I got so angry, I haven't looked.
You have every right to be angry. Let me tell you something. As a Jayhawk, we've been an Adidas school for 20 years. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. SI has it.
Adidas gear is, and I'm sorry, but there's nothing cool about Adidas. Okay.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's such a dumb decision. Don't even get me started. It is there's no coincidence that when we got our resurgence as a university,
it was a Nike school?
Is when we went to Nike. Basketball. Who do you think hires the basketball coaches? It ain't the school.
It's not.
It's the shoe programs.
Adidas Bagmen, the worst. It's what got us in trouble.
Yeah.
You think the Nike or Duke, North Carolina, what, they're not paying their guys? Of course they were. Of course they were. But guess what? Good bag men. Adidas bag men. This guy's over here talking in hotels, texting Bill Self. Oh, yeah. We're close. We almost got Billy in the bag. Yeah. Way to go, Adidas bag man.
It's a NIL world. They're going to get more money.
Yeah.
They'll basically be the face of Adidas College.
I don't got time for that.
Marketing standpoint, but who cares? That's like being the face of some second rate. I took my kid to go buy football cleats. We didn't buy them. And I was like, what do you want? And I mean, Adidas wasn't even on the list.
No.
Wasn't even on the list.
Although I will say this real quick on the Adidas shoes, the Anthony Edwards, that's a clean shoe. It pains me to say it, but the Anthony Edwards is a clean shoe.
So,
all right.
I'm a little upset by that, but
as you should be.
Yeah.
As you should be.
That is your college football kegger.
Right, coming up next, we got an expressway, 40 minutes, unfiltered, right here. That's RJ. I'm Fred. We've got a Rangers ticket giveaway to get to as well. We've also got a couple of gym rants. RJ has been building this up since yesterday. All right. Let me know what he's got going on. I've got just a gym rant in general. This is more of just like a PSA for all you gym goers out there. I'm disgusted, and we'll discuss more of it next. Don't go anywhere. That is RJ Choppy. I'm Fred, Sean, and RJ on a Friday morning. Appreciate that, Pepe. Again, Cooper Flagg, big debut last night. That next game will be Saturday at 3 o'clock. San Antonio Spurs on ESPN. I expect a better performance. Again, I'm not the sky isn't falling for me on Cooper Flagg.
No. He's got like a shred of the playbook down.
Seriously. And they had three practices before this thing.
This is not 5 for 21, who cares? If you're going out there expecting Cooper Flagg to be a lights out shooter, you're missing the point on Cooper Flagg.
Look, he got off to a slow start when he was at Duke, too. And by the end of the year, he had him in the Final Four. Real quick, also, G-Bag Nation today, Friday afternoon, big day with G-Bag Nation as they will do their show live from Pickler Universe right off 35E and Carrollton. Stop by and join the boys for free pizza, free Stella sampling, and free pickleball.
All right, not bad. Pickleball's fun. I don't know if you've played it. It's a fun time. But real quick, one more thing on Cooper Flagg.
Yes,
he said, one of the worst games of his life.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
He didn't play well at all.
Didn't score a bucket in the second half.
Yeah, the thing for me is the intrigue for this game wasn't as high as it may have been for somebody who didn't watch a lot of college basketball.
Right.
I saw Cooper play like 30 games. So it was like...
Kid's a dog.
Yeah, he is. I'm not like... I wasn't going to look at this and like start making snap judgments and stuff. It's like I've seen Cooper play a lot of basketball. So I didn't have that same injury. The intrigue was actually, I was looking more for, strength, size, toughness, because he is playing against some guys who are not necessarily just rookies.
Grown men, 23, 24-year-old dudes.
Right.
He's 18.
Yeah, right. So he's playing against, male bodies.
Absolutely.
Bigger bodies. And that's, in college, you go against 18, 19-year-olds, and if you're a freak like he is at 18 or 19,
yeah,
you can kind of bully them around, and I was just looking to see, could he hold his own? And he did. He made some plays defensively, made some plays in transition. His just shot wasn't there.
I thought Bronny looked decent last night.
So I saw stats say that Bronny held him to 0 for 17. Like, are we really doing that? Is that really a thing?
I don't remember him
locking him down for 17 missed shots.
He did
just
have
making things up on the internet now.
There was a play in the second quarter where he bumped him and they went at each other and he got called. Bronny stole the ball. It was a clear steal. I don't care what anybody says. And look, you won't find a bigger Cooper Flagg fan here at 105 The Fan than your boy. But Cooper Flagg,
shots fired, Kevin Hagee.
And I know Hagee's a big Duke guy. But that said, Bronny got, it was a steal. Period in the story. He gets called for the foul, and then the very next play, they throw back into Cooper, and he knocks down a 20-foot jumper in his face. Yeah. So,
did you notice PP, Freddie?
Yes, sir.
You guys notice a lot of celebs in the stands?
I didn't see many, man. I'm sure they panned to a few. I know Ryan Nemhard's brother got loved up a lot, and he did a little halftime interview. But outside of him and Kyrie, were the two biggest, and Jason Kidd. Yeah. And then, of course, Mark Cuban was there as well. But, yeah, not quite the fanfare that I think ESPN and the NBA were hoping for.
I mean, it's summer league. I mean, celebs know it's summer league. I mean, again, is Bronny really that? I mean, I know it's LeBron's kid, but is he really that big of a draw?
No.
We've seen him for a couple
of
years.
No, he's not. It's just Vegas. Vegas summer league is
right.
It's always a good crowd.
Now the ticket prices. You assume that maybe a celeb would have to sit there with the ticket prices. Courtside were a couple grand, I think.
That's what they were saying, $2,500. Yeah. But do we really think people were paying for that? Or do we think that's what the price was when it was all said and done? I doubt it.
You think it was just corporate prices?
I don't think people were paying $2,500 because I don't. To your point, I don't know that the buzz was as big for Cooper Flagg like it was, say, for like Wemby. Right? I know they kept telling us that it was, but to your point, of course Kyrie's going to be there. I mean, he's Mr. Mav. All right. So outside of the huge Mavs contingent and Ryan Nemhard, who again his brother, and let's call it what it is. If his brother didn't have the series that he had in the finals, are we talking to him?
Yeah. Probably don't even know who he is.
I have zero idea. Right. Okay, and outside of like real ball knowers, does anybody really know who Ryan Nemhard's brother is? Probably not.
Nope. All right, Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fan. It is the commercial-free expressway. It is 2025. Breaking
it is.
News, exclusive. Which means that we are a quarter century in, and now they have all these quarter century all NFL teams. Everyone's doing one.
Yeah.
CBS did their offensive one. Now they've got their defensive, all defensive team.
Okay.
For this quarter century. And I got some problems. Okay. I got some problems. First of all, it's well documented. I don't like the Watt family. I'm sure they're great people.
I've heard stories though about JJ. Just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Had a friend of mine down in Houston. She was she worked for Papa John's.
Are we sure we're supposed to tell this?
I mean, I don't think people know who she is, but they were just saying, let's just put it this way. I'll speak very ambiguously. JJ, not the warm, fuzzy, friendly guy that he appears to be on television.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the scenes.
She worked for Papa John's?
She worked for Papa John's, yes.
Bad tipper. So. It's bad pizza tip. That's what it is. But anyway, I'm sure they're great people. They get the most out of their ability, yada, yada, yada. But they're try-hard guys to me. They're just try-hard guys. They're losers. They don't win. None of them ever win. And that's why they get boosted, I think. If they were actually winners,
yeah,
they're like the Joe Thomas of defense. Joe Thomas always gets
the pity. Look, you're not preaching the choir on that one.
He gets the pity love. Everybody, oh, he's a Cleveland Brown. He never went. Nah, yeah. He's a loser, right? And we feel sorry for them. We make them more like actual legends. Listen, everyone has bad takes. This is my bad take. All right, I'm fully aware of this. This is
I'm
my
here
bad
for,
take.
I'm here
it's
for
the
it.
Watt family. But you cannot put J.J. Watt over Von Miller on the all defensive team. Von Miller is a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
That's got to matter for something.
No, it absolutely does.
It's got to matter.
Do you wonder if, I think, to your point, I think some of the off-the-field stuff with Von Miller probably comes into play.
What, the PEDs?
Well, that and the whole girlfriend thing here in DFW doesn't help.
I don't even know that I know that.
Yeah, apparently, it was a couple years ago, him and his girlfriend had a little snafu, if you will.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Domestic?
Defensive line, the starters, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald.
No problem with that.
Warren Sapp. And Jason Taylor. Peyton, who he played for?
Jason Taylor was the...
Oh, no.
Wow.
Peyton. I was hoping he'd throw me Warren Sapp.
Can you name his Peyton sister?
Philip Russell. Is it Philip? It's Philip.
It's not my name.
Not.
Who is he?
Oh, A. P-A-R.
Can you name his sister?
No.
Joy Taylor.
Wow. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, he's Joy Taylor's brother.
He knows Joy.
He's Joy Taylor's brother.
Yeah. He knows Joy.
I'm flummoxed. You don't know who Jason is. I should have known. But he played for Miami. He was tremendous.
Yeah, he was.
But they put him as a starter on this all-defensive team over Myles Garrett, Michael Strahan at defensive end.
Didn't he marry Zach Taylor's sister?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not Taylor, but who was the middle linebacker for the? Was
Zach Thomas?
Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas. Yeah, he
married Zach Taylor's Thomas. The coach of the Bengals.
That's right.
I don't know that I can put Jason Taylor over Myles Garrett or Michael Strahan.
I don't know that I could put him over over Strahan either.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean,
because Strahan broke that sack record in what, 03, 04, somewhere in there?
Sounds about right. Look, I mean, to me, it's like, just think of it this way. If you're putting, if only one can go in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going with Strahan.
Well, you're not going with Jason Taylor. That's my take. You would need to go Miles or Strahan.
But is this the same where they put Priest Holmes as the number one running back as well?
I don't know if this is the same public. I don't know if CBS did that or The Athletic did it.
Okay, I remember ESPN. It might have been ESPN, but I know ESPN had Priest Holmes as their RB1 for their quarter century team, which is crazy.
Yep. So Watt led the NFL in sacks twice, tackles for a loss. JJ did on three separate occasions.
And he was a three-time defensive MVP too, wasn't he? I think. But if you look at those, I mean, look, those Texans teams were terrible.
Yeah, Watt and Donald are the only three players to win the Defensive Player of the Year award three times.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's your defensive ends. Your linebackers, this is where I get really, really upset.
Okay.
Ray Lewis, no issue.
No issue.
Derek
Brooks. Just don't go to his camp.
Derek Brooks, no issue.
No issue.
DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, I don't have an issue.
Solid.
TJ Watt, the other Watt brother, the tryhard brother.
Okay, now I see a pattern here.
Now, On the surface, I don't have a major problem with T.J. Watt either, but I can't put T.J. Watt in over Von Miller.
Yeah. No, not his incomplete body of work, no.
Now, again, who do you think is better, J.J. or T.J.? That's a...
Oh, I take...
I think J.J.
Prime J.J.?
I think J.J.
Prime J.J. was a problem.
I think J.J. is better. I can't... Now, if it was J.J. versus Von, we could have a discussion. To me, T.J. versus Von, it's no contest. Von Miller.
No, give me Von Miller all day, every day.
They also, on reserves, is Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner.
They're probably holding his hair against
Khalil
him.
Khalil Mack. Oh, Urlacher's hair?
Yeah.
You know, I think that was, he had a great look when he was fully shaven.
Yeah, and now he's got a full-blown head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
Full-blown.
Bobby Wagner and Khalil Mack. Look, that's a loaded... Linebackers,
I was going to say, that's a tough. You got a lot of good choices there from the linebacker spot.
You do. I just don't know that I can get TJ in over Von Miller.
No, I'm taking Von Miller over TJ Watt. I mean, like you said, for one, he was a monster in the playoffs. He won a Super Bowl, and I mean, he was the guiding force on that Super Bowl. Hell, and well, look. With the Rams, I mean, he was a problem with that Rams team as well. I mean, look, he had a slow start, then he gets to the Rams and was a problem there. So, no, I mean, Von Miller, like I said, I think what's holding Von back is his off-the-field stuff, and I think people hold that against him.
They say by far the toughest decision during the making of this roster was picking Wagner over Patrick Willis. So Bobby Wagner over Patrick Willis as a reserve.
I think also, too, though, you got to remember, I think they're holding longevity against these guys as well. Because Willis played, what, 6-7 years and called it a career? Kuechly played, what, 7-8 and called it a career?
Yeah.
And left it. Now, Kuechly had, what, some concussion issues, if memory serves? Something along those lines?
He did, yeah.
So.
Corners. Darrell Revis, no issue. And Charles Woodson.
Okay.
Over, and the reserves are Champ Bailey and Rondé Barber. Now, you know, I don't know. First of all, how is Richard Sherman not there?
Off the field.
But this, that never matters, right?
It shouldn't, but I guarantee you.
What off the field? Just trying to break down a door on a ring cam?
Well, there's that. And then he did have the DUI where he was going the wrong way on a Seattle highway. So,
yeah.
You know, Richard's about that life.
I mean, okay, that's fine.
And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it should be the case.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to remember, too, I feel like with Richard Sherman, he had a very high, and then kind of a, not a low, but I mean, you know, after he left Seattle.
Longevity was a problem. You know, Woodson did it way longer.
But see, the thing about Woodson, though, that I think, and I would almost put him in kind of like a, you know, if there was such a thing as like a nickel rover role, because remember, his second half, he played safety. A lot of safety.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
So, and so from that standpoint, I mean, that kind of,
because I'd take Champ Bailey over Rod Woodson, over Charles Woodson. Yeah,
I would too.
Champ Bailey was a freak.
Dude. Yeah, he was awesome. I got sneeze coming on again. Uh-oh, man, my allergies.
I tell you what, these allergies are something special over here for you.
They really are. But yeah, Revis is a no-doubter. I think Champ should be over Woodson, but I also think Richard Sherman should be over Rondé.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't get the Rondé Barber love, man. I don't get it. Tiki was a better running back at his peak than Rondé was a corner.
The thing about Rondé, though, was Rondé was just solid for a lot of
years. Yeah, he was.
Okay? He was kind of Deron Blandish in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see
just
that.
Not a huge name, right? But again, just a solid NFL cornerback for a lot of years.
It is NFL's all quarter century defensive team from CBS. Safety, this is a no. It's the easiest ones. Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu as the starters. And
zero.
Brian
issue.
Dawkins, John Lynch. John Lynch, the overrated John Lynch. Shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. at least not over Darren Woodson. Some of the honorable mentions that did not make the list. Ty Law. Patrick Peterson.
I'll tell you a crazy Ty Law story after the break.
Oh, not for air.
No.
Not for air. Okay.
No.
Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas.
Fruit City's own Earl Thomas.
James Harrison. Man, Terrell Suggs somehow not making it. I mean, he's going to be
T. Sizzle is not on the honorable mention list here?
No, he's on the honorable mention.
Oh, he's on the honorable mention.
No, he's on the actual team.
Okay.
Zach Thomas, who you mentioned. Yeah. Calais Campbell, Kevin Williams, Cam Jordan, Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Ndamukong Suh.
Okay.
Vince Wilfork. And then Patrick Willis.
If Vince Wilfork isn't wearing overalls, do we care?
He's a good player, man.
He's a good run stuffer, but I mean,
do we think
he was an all-timer, century-wise?
Okay, so who would you... I mean, I suppose you could put Chris Jones.
Oh, I Chris Jones is far more disruptive than Wilfork ever was.
Yeah. Let's see, who are the...
I mean, don't be wrong, Wilfork's solid, but I mean, all-century team?
The starting tackles were Aaron Donald, Warren Sapp, and then backups, you had Richard Seymour and Haloti Ngata.
I mean, if we're going to put... I mean, if you're going to tell me that T.J. Watt is going to get run as being a guy that's still playing and not Chris Jones over Vince Wilfork, mm-hmm. who, again, I mean, was forgettable after he left New England. I mean, his whole shtick in Houston was he barbecued and wore overalls.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's great.
That's what he did.
Get to the quarterback, you know.
Yeah.
Plug a couple holes.
Yep.
That's all.
It's the commercial-free expressway. Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fan. We got a junk drawer that we're going to open up here.
This is where we just go
with, you know, the random stories that happened through the weekend. But it's time to hook you up.
All right, Tolos, that's right now. Call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see your Texas Rangers take on the Detroit Tigers at Globe Life Field on Friday, July 18th. And Tolos, you want to be one of the first 15,000 fans in the ballpark to also get a pickleball paddle. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
It's time for a little junk drawer.
Yes, sir. Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
All right, I got a story for this week that I've been meaning to tell you about. A little gym story for
you. I'm excited for this.
And I hate to do this because everybody at the gym loves this person.
That's a tough one right there already.
Relatively new to the gym.
Mm.
Relatively new. Goes about the same time I go every day.
Okay.
And she high-fives everyone.
Oh.
She's super cool. Everybody loves her, right? Yeah. Everybody loves her. But she has been the bane of my existence for a while.
Okay.
Okay. She is, you can see her, she's dancing while she's working out.
Just after it.
And it's like, you know, I can't figure out what she's listening to. Like, because, you know, you can tell by the speed of the dance. Like, all right, it's too fast. So it's not, she's not listening to like Hall & Oates.
No.
Right? Too fast.
No.
She's not listening to hip hop because the moves are too fast.
Okay.
Right? It might be some kind of like
little house EDM.
I'm thinking EDM. I'm thinking it's EDM. I think it's house music.
Okay,
right? Totally fine. Get in your groove, whatever. But it's nonstop, and it's so over the top. I love it. I love it, and I hate it at the same time because she'll be sitting there. She'll be in the middle of it. She whips out one of those paper fans, and I'm like a big paper fan, and starts fanning herself. It's hilarious.
During her workout?
During her workout, just in between sets, bust out this big paper fan. But yesterday she did something, and I was like, I didn't know what to say. I texted like six people this. Like, you've got to be kidding me with this, what just happened here. She finishes her set, and she goes, that was easy. And she picks up one of those Staples easy buttons and starts pressing it.
Oh, wow.
Pressing the easy button.
I like that.
That was
like
easy. That. And then puts it back down, and I'm like, what just happened here?
Holy
That was easy. I don't know what to do. I don't know. To, I feel like I have to move gyms. I can't do that. I think I have to switch gyms.
I don't know that you need to switch gyms. I mean, for the simple fact, this woman sounds like a menace to society.
She does. Everybody loves her. She's like, she brings the energy vibe of the gym way up. But
you
she
think she's
hit
married?
The easy button.
Do you think she's married?
I have no idea.
I never
said a word to her.
That's taking it to a whole... I mean, bro, when you're bringing props to the
gym...
She
brought props. Okay. She brought a prop.
She's literally the carrot top of the gym. Okay? She's the carrot top of the gym.
That was easy. What?
And she, so,
and it was loud because I had my headphones. I had my headphones in. It was loud enough for me to hear through my AirPods.
So did she pull it out of her bag or did she have it standing by on the ready?
She pulled it out of her bag. Like, it was like she only breaks this out when it was literally easy.
When it was
and then
easy.
She placed it on that the bench there.
I would almost have to go up and say something to her.
I don't know.
I would almost have to. I try not to. I mean, look, I got a couple people at the gym I talk to before that reason, because then you can get caught up in, you spend more time talking than you do actually working out. But that's crazy. Like, I've never. See, okay, let's juxtapose it with my issue at the gym. All right. So I'm at the gym yesterday and I'm getting back into the swing of things and I'm going a little bit earlier. And as I've told, me and Chop talked about this, when you do the night show, like, you know, especially like for us, we, you know, we get off at 11 o'clock most nights and you're not going to bed till 12:30, 1 o'clock at the earliest. OK, so I'm not normally getting up around until 7:30, 8 o'clock usually. And then I, you know, your 6 to 7 to 8 crowd is going to be different than, say, your 9 to 10 to 11 crowd. That said, I was there yesterday around 8:30. At one point, I've got my little routine. I do my work. I do my I superset, and then I go. There's a water fountain that I walk to in the very back of the gym. Mm-hmm. I go get my water, get my steps in. Boom, come back. I counted 8 people on my way back to the machine, and 6 of them were just sitting there on their phones. And I'm
men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, not just like, you know, not, I mean, yeah, look, if you're answering an email or something like that, I get it. It's early in the morning, but I'm talking, we're doom scrolling on these machines, okay? People like, in fact, I counted one, there was one dude who did two, maybe three exercises in the hour that I was there and was sitting on the calf machine just scrolling away. So my question, and I was so irate over it, I just said, you know what, I had a couple more exercises I want to do, but I said, you know what, I'm done, I'm out, because this is just too much. What would you rather deal with? The person that just sits on their phone at the gym versus easy button gal? Give me easy button. I'll my answer for me. Give me easy button gal.
Well, because don't you have headphones in? Can't you drown out the noise? I mean, I know it can be just,
oh, I can't,
weird,
but it's, I can't take my eyes off it.
Right, okay.
It's,
I
just
got
like, what is happening?
But
it's,
wouldn't
it's,
you?
It's wide-eyed, like, oh my God. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. What would I rather? I mean, I'm on my phone a lot. But are you
taking
usually
up machines? I mean, are you sitting there instead
no.
of getting? I mean, look, I'm there to work out. Okay, of all the things you could be doing, like, are we at a point in society where we can't even go to the gym for 45 minutes and exercise and not be stuck scrolling on your phone?
It's a crutch. What else are you gonna do between sets?
I don't know. Be one with your thoughts. Walk. Get a drink of water. Push an easy button.
Nobody wants to be.
No.
Look, I don't even want to be one with my thoughts. That's a scary.
See, I'm okay.
I don't want any part of my thoughts. My thoughts are dangerous.
Look, I get that. You're preaching to the choir on that one. I'm okay with a 45 minutes a day. You know, there's a study that just came out where folks who, now again, this is a awfully big ask, but they disconnected from their phone for 2 weeks and their mental acuity spiked.
I bet you it's so much higher.
Mental acuity and just their overall life improved in those 2 weeks.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, if you were to just disconnect, you're better off.
Just go off the grid for a little bit.
Yeah, you're better off.
But give me the easy button, lady. I'll take.
I mean, she's got
your
high
fanatic.
Energy. She has high energy.
Because don't you catch some of those vibes while she's doing her thing, versus the turd Ferguson who's sitting on the leg extension machine just like, bro, get off the machine.
She's calling you out basically. She says, "Hey, that's easy," and then you go, "Okay, well, let me one up you."
Exactly.
I feel like RJ, you take offense to that.
I'm sorry, yelling out. That was easy.
Yeah, you should. You can't leave your gym. No, you can't leave your gym.
It's too convenient. It's too convenient, but I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed. I really did. I felt embarrassed.
Have you thought about striking up a conversation and asking her about the easy button?
I don't talk to people. I don't talk to people that I don't know at the gym. There's one guy I know.
Yeah.
And the only reason why he said anything to me, I said something to his because we had the same hat on. And it was a youth baseball hat.
Okay.
So I know that. Other than that, I see the same people every day.
Yeah.
I've never said a word to any of them.
Really?
No. I just, I'm in there and I'm out of there.
Okay.
They're doing their own thing. I'm doing my own thing. I just, you know, okay. If they talk to me, I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
I've
had
a problem with it. Right. I don't like to go up to people at the gym because I know that nobody wants to talk to you at the gym.
That's fair. I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Now, are you a big headphone guy or are you an earbud guy at the gym?
I despise the big headphone people.
Okay.
That's another one of my quirks is that, like, why are you wearing these look at me headphones? Just put your little AirPods in. That's what you're wearing. You're wearing these giant headphones. Why?
Too much.
It's too much. It's too sweaty much. Ears. I mean, do you imagine the ear juice that you have on those things when you're done? it's disgusting. So I don't like that. That's a look at me thing. The tripods.
Leave
the tripod in the bedroom.
The tripod is crazy. Now, there's a gym that Blake and I go to.
You guys go to the same one?
I didn't go to it at first. Blake introduced me to this gym, Absolute Recomp, and it is one of your, and our boy Ruben Portillo goes to it. He goes to the one in Fort Worth. They're getting ready to, they're building one here in Louisville. It is your state-of-the-art Gen Z Instagram gym. They've got a posing room. They've got different lights that go off, okay? And when you walk in there, yeah, you feel like you might be in somebody's Instagram live. You really might be. And they might be doing steroids in the parking lot. Who? I'll tell you one thing I know they're doing in the parking lot, okay? When you reek of reefer, like you people that can smoke before you go to the gym.
Reefer?
Yeah, that's right.
Reefer?
Yeah.
Am I smelling a little of the ganja?
God, Grandpa. Jeez, reefer.
When you smell like the Oski Woski before you walk into the gym.
Reefer.
You know, we like to keep it.
Smoking a little of the reefer there, Sonny?
It's a little reefer madness. I can't wrap my brain around people that smoke pot before the gym. And I'm talking about, you got dudes that are sitting there, and hell, even at the gym I go to now, this gal walked in. I mean, she kind of reminded me of Pigpen. Except it was just a smell of a waft of marijuana smoke. And I just say to myself, like, how can you get pumped up to lift when you just got done blowing trees in the parking lot?
When I was a cigarette smoker, I would smoke outside the gym.
Man, we just talked about that. What kind of cigarettes did you smoke?
Marlboro Light.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. We were just talking about that the other day.
Camel Crush?
Camel Crush. Well, I was in Newports at first, and then Camel Crush.
Okay. I think everybody dabbled in the Newports at one point.
You had to. I'll tell you what. I'll take you one step further for all you out there that if you ever in any kind of a juvenile detention center, you take toothpaste and you put it on a menthol cigarette. While this buzz for 2-3 minutes. Gotta let it dry first.
Jeez. Life hacks, man.
Juvenile detention life hacks right here.
Bobby would love this guy, man.
Yeah, right. It's Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan. This is the junk drawer. Do you drink instant coffee?
I have before. I have packets that I've gotten before.
You got packets?
Yes.
All right. Well, according to a new study, instant coffee increases your chances of developing blindness, macular degeneration by 700%.
Wow. Wow.
Now, my question is, and I haven't been able to find this out, does that also include those K-cup things?
It's a great question.
The Keurigs or the Star.
That's not instant coffee, though.
Theoretically, it is.
It's an easier way to brew it. Because instant coffee is like a mix. You pour water in there, you mix it up, and like it's there.
But what do we think the K-cups are?
K-cups are fraudulent, though. Let's be real.
It's just the filter is just a little smaller. If you open up a K-cup, there's a filter inside of it.
Oh, there is?
There is, yeah.
I've never seen the filter.
Yeah, it filters it. It's just an easier way. It's just.
But if you're a real coffee head, K-cups.
Well,
come on.
I just need my coffee, you know.
Which I get. Hey, look, I'm not hating on you, but I mean, if we're gonna do coffee right, you got to brew it. You know?
I'm gonna call you out of this. I'm gonna go open a K-cup today. I'm gonna go see.
You don't have one
now.
At home? You don't have a Keurig at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go there.
Go open.
What did I just say? I'm gonna go home.
Go home.
And I'm gonna open one up. I'm going to open one up.
What's your K-cup of choice?
It depends. I try to switch it up. I used to buy just like the same.
Yeah.
They go to Costco or Sam's, get the big box.
Absolutely.
120 cups.
Yeah.
The problem is I get sick of the same flavor every day.
Well, that's
so I
that's
buy the fair. Variety pack. So whatever they have, I just try to change it up.
Now, do you have the Keurig that allows you to, you know, differentiate the strength of the coffee?
Yeah, it's a Ninja. I got the Ninja.
Well,
I know, right? Well, I had the Keurig and it broke, so I was like, I'll just get the Ninja. Yeah, it could do cold. It could do hot. It could do a big carafe. It could do.
Yeah.
Strength. Size of cup.
Yeah, but you got to have. If you're not doing the strength, if like max strength, like I need mine to almost dribble.
I go 10 ounce. I'm a 10 ounce guy.
Okay.
10 ounce. I do 12. Oh, Peyton likes the. stop it. Peyton likes the. He does the half.
Here I was going 8.
He does the half.
Here I was going 8.
Last one here for you on the junk drawer. Maybe we have time for two more. The latest victim, the latest thing that Gen Z has killed, Gen Z has killed napkins. They've killed a lot of things, right? They've killed 90s sitcoms. They've also killed house parties.
Oh, what'd they do now?
They're just done. They just don't have them. And
well, yeah, because you can't just sit on your phone and, you know, sit there and play on your phone for 4 or 5 hours. You actually have to converse when you're at a house party.
Yeah. They're saying, like, you know, house parties are boring. It's a bunch of people standing around drinking. What's fun about that? I'm like, because every 90s and 2000s movie from Can't Hardly Wait to Superbad to American Pie, they
old
all
school.
Centered around old school. They all centered around a singular house party.
Absolutely.
It's a major part
or Kid and Play, the actual movie, House Party. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
It all centered around a house party of some kind. And Gen Z is like, we're done. It doesn't sound appealing to us. It's all you're doing is standing around talking and drinking.
What a concept.
Sounds amazing to me.
I mean, that's a hell of a time right there.
Sounds like a great Friday night.
Oh, here, let me scroll and find somebody and, you know, based off their picture and their filters.
If there was a house party coming up, like a good one,
oh,
I would be looking forward to that for 3 weeks, like a vacation. Like, send me the Evite, and I will put it on my
We should do a station house party. We should do a 105.3 The Fan station house party.
You know, Peyton and I both have to have a housewarming party. I've only lived in my house for 8 years. I haven't had one yet.
No better time than the present.
No better time than now. I think Sean's going to have one at some point. Okay. He always likes to.
Yeah, but that's a very exclusive list, though.
It's an exclusive list.
That's
and
it's very far. Exclusive
and it's far.
List.
It's far. He lives in Louisiana.
That's 20 minutes from me.
I know.
Yeah, that's easy for me.
I'd invite you to mine, but you'd never come. You had to take a helicopter to get to my house.
I get a hotel.
You don't live that far. But I'm
far north Fort Worth. He's Rockwall. That's
look, as somebody who has driven all over the DFW since I've lived here, I mean, look, I got jobs in Wiley. I've got jobs in Rockwall, Garland, Burleson, you name it. Look, have money, we'll travel. You got a roof? I'm jumping on it. I don't give a damn where you live.
Yep. I mean, I hear you. You're just used to driving. But where I live, I'm used to driving. Like, everything's 30 minutes.
I don't mind driving. I really don't. I love to drive, but it must be a old guy thing.
It's, you know, because, like, you know, Sarah, like, is, you know, we talk about like how far. She's like, it's not that it's too far away, and I'm like, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah,
to me 10 minutes is next door,
bro. 10 That's minutes next door. What
or
take
15.
That all day.
30 minutes to me is dang near down the street.
Yeah.
I'll do 30 minutes, you know. But, you know, for her, where she grew up, in like the mid cities, all of her friends were within a half mile of each other.
Yeah.
For me, all my friends, when I lived in, like, when I was in, like, my 20s living in Grapevine, all my friends were in, like, Plano.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm, you know, 30 minutes, not a big deal. Go there every night.
Just know that's going to be the gig.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. That is the junk drawer. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Let us know how far is too far for you. All right, we've got a huge third hour of the program coming up. We got a little below the belt. We've got a little fair or foul. And then, what if I told you the AT&T girl was making a comeback, but she's doing it for charity? And then we'll reset the top of the show as well. Little Rangers, little Cooper flag. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.